Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Hello and welcome to Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and Zach Mayer. Well, Zach, it's a busy week ahead for the oil industry. Of course, we've got the OPEC meeting on Wednesday, and today is the non-OPEC members meeting. So what do you think, what kind of result can we expect with an OPEC deal or a not deal?
I think they've managed to achieve, just in the run-up to the deal, or the meeting, they managed to achieve a rise in the price of oil. Towards the 50 area, I think that's the best they can probably hope for in the near term. Too many people trying to sell, raise cash. I think the best thing they could probably do is just fudge it and just come up with an idea of over 2017 we will try and maintain stability in the oil price and leave it at that.
The $50 a barrel, this is probably the new normal now, isn't it? It's never going to reach the dizzying heights of $200 that we saw years ago, is it?
Yes, and also we've been the oil price has been crushed, as has gold, with the strength of the dollar. While the dollar may remain so strong, I don't think that we're going to be on the right side of $50. There's a possibility, if you believe my theories, that the Fed won't raise interest rates at their December meeting, due to uncertainties or political this, or they don't like Trump, that might help oil.
Do you think an oil sell-off will actually overshadow Trumponomics?
I think that we're in a range between say 45 and 50, or 40 to 50, and that's where oil's going to be, unless they don't raise rates next month.
And what sort of impact is that having on the dollar? Because now with the meeting coming up, the dollar's actually slowing, isn't it, after its rally after Trump?
Well, we've had, I think probably after sort of 2-3 weeks, we've had enough of the honeymoon period for Trump, if that was the case, and also the dollar strength there. Bit of a setback, but nothing at this stage is too pronounced. The main thing to wait for now is the December the 4th Italian referendum situation, where if they vote to leave the euro, things could get rather painful.
And of course, Goldman has turned bullish on oil. So is it time to short, would you say, Zach?
Goldman can be quite reliable as a counter-indicator. I think that in this situation, though, I don't think there's any big move in the offing. We've had the move, and really, they're going to be wrong in the sense that it's a sidelined commodity at the moment.
Okay, so let's see what's happening today on our slide. So the most popular in business and finance, crude remains under pressure after Saudis back out of Russia meeting. So that's the non-OPEC meeting today, and the Saudis have refused to go, saying that they don't know what's going to happen with the OPEC meeting. Crude oil prices fell Monday after Saudi Arabia said it wouldn't meet with Russia, which isn't a member of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, ahead of its actually Wednesday's OPEC summit in Vienna. May seeks to charm polls ahead of Brexit talks. Theresa May will launch a charm offensive in a bid to win Polish support in the forthcoming Brexit negotiations as pressure grew to guarantee the status of migrant workers. This is a huge issue, obviously, immigration. What do you make of it?
Well, she's behaving in a rather Remainer-like way. I think the whole issue with immigration, or part of it, at least on the work front, is that people should have the free movement of people, workers, but you shouldn't give them the right to stay. So they have a work permit for a certain amount of time, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, but you just don't have that permanence to it, which is the problem. Mm. And that has been the problem. So it's not rocket science. I don't know why if somebody comes to work here, they automatically have the right after a certain amount of time to live here. I think that would solve a big problem. We could actually stay in the EU if we didn't have that issue of having to give a passport to everybody who works here.
Absolutely. So next slide, please. curated stories, What Brexit Austerity? Bank of England spends £100,000 of your cash on party days after vote. The taxpayer has unknowingly funded a £100,000 summer party for Bank of England boss Mark Carney and his staff just days after the thrifty Canadian warned the Brexit victory would spell doom for the economy. What do you make of that, Zach?
Well, I think I've said it many times. I mean, I was never happy with his appointment. It seemed to be like a job for the boys appointment, wherever it was, 3 or 4 years ago. Ideally, he would have left when Osborne left, his mentor. And the situation now is just he's just on a gravy train type of job, £1 million a year. And there's one rule for the people in the establishment and one rule for everybody else.
Are you just bitter because you didn't get an invitation?
So basically, yes. I mean, obviously, if I had been invited, I wouldn't have those views. Thank you.
And a controversial week for Mark Carney because he's also said that Brexit negotiations should be drawn out to even as far as 2021. What do you think? Good idea? Yeah,
again, it's another a Remain type of delay tactic, just trying to kick the referendum vote down the road. I think they're playing a very dangerous game because I think people in the end, you know, they voted for something fair and square. They won that vote.
But a huge decision. You don't want to rush into it. There must be a happy medium there, Zach. I know you disagree.
No, there isn't a happy medium. I mean, if I was Prime Minister, Article 50 would have been invoked on the 24th of June.
But thank goodness you're not. Next slide,
not yet,
please.
No.
Economic calendar. So ECB's Kerr speaks in Athens. Draghi speaks to the European Parliament in Brussels and over to the US, Dallas Fed manufacturing activity. So what are you keeping your eye on there?
Well, it's all about Draghi. I don't know if you can say very much ahead of that December the 4th announcement from Italy. But, you know, they must be really feeling the pain because this is one of those situations you can't just... It's not like with Greece where they could just write a cheque for 350 billion euros and say, well, it's OK, you don't have to pay it back. This situation here is, you know, democracy is rather more difficult to finesse. Again, it could be the same thing as we're having here where you just delay things and say, well, actually, if we go through with it, everyone will be so poor we can't do it, or it's better not to do it because we'll lose money. So there's a strategy there for getting out of these referendum type of results, but Draghi and his friends, Juncker the drinker, must be slightly stressed at the moment. Probably drinking even more now.
Absolutely. Next slide, please. Okay, once again, pollsters and pundits have been proved wrong with François Fillon's resounding two-thirds majority of the vote in the election of the right-wing's French presidential candidate. Having been considered the lame duck in the three-legged race, he has promised a shock and supply-side reforms for the nation. Now, he was obviously the French Prime Minister, and you don't remember him. I don't remember him. Do you think he's going to be able to beat Le Pen?
I think it's very interesting in the sense that he is he's a right-winger or a Thatcherite, and that's really the direction that people we'd be going for, the Eurosceptic type of line. So it's basically dividing or splitting potential Marine Le Pen voters. But I think that the mood is actually so anti-establishment and so, you know, we don't care, we're just going to vote for whoever the establishment doesn't like the most, which is, that seems to be the mood, that even he will lose, even though
and
he should
be. And do you think the French would even take to a Welsh First Lady? She's no Carla Bruni.
I don't know if Carla Bruni was a Carla Bruni actually in the end, but I think that would be a wonderful thing to happen.
Wouldn't it? Okay, next slide. So, Tip TV trade of the day. What sort of things are catching your eye there?
Well, these are the old trades of the day. Done okay in the sense that sort of square overall. Quite an achievement, I think, to make money out of BAT. It's not really a short-term trading stock, and then marginal gain there on BP. Reckitt Benckiser also a very difficult stock to make money on. It's not really what day traders go for, but it was a brave attempt. But anyway, overall, 21-point profit.
You'd be thinking Burberry would be doing better with Christmas coming up.
Yes, I was wandering around Knightsbridge yesterday thinking, who buys the stuff and who pays that much money for that stuff?
But I think footballers' wives is the answer to
that. Well, they obviously have the money. They, you know, people who don't work can afford it.
Okay, we're going to move on because that was slightly controversial. So, sentiment in the market, what's catching your eye?
Well, actually, here, this has been good. I do actually, it's one of the highlights of my day on Tip TV, looking at this, because you do glean insights into where the market's going or not going. Interesting that the Oanda clients actually did start going bearish on dollar-yen, and it's fallen a yen today, so they got that right. And then on the euro, there's been a push higher as well, so they've got that more right. They've got that right as well with the 66% long. Gold and silver. On gold, it's heading back towards 1,200. So again, bottom fishing there. They've done okay. So a good day for the clients so far.
Good. And next slide, bullish price RSI divergence, not doing so well, it seems.
Sky, it is a buy on the dips, £7.60 with £8 to £8.20 target. The only thing here, it's actually the decline from the beginning of the year has been rather more painful than many would have expected. It was supposed to be a potential M&A situation, a possible takeover situation from, I think, 21st Century Fox. But it's just kept on sliding down. So you sort of wonder whether there's a problem there at Sky with competition from, you know, the Netflix and the Amazons and all the other people like that. Just a little bit of
a problem. Lots of competition. I don't think they're doing well at all with it.
So that's the case, and it is very, very expensive. So, but anyway, on a technical basis, that is a valid buy signal there.
Okay, next chart, please.
Yeah, I picked out these brokers since the arrival of Trump with the potential deregulation of the financial sector. We've seen banks do better. Big vote of confidence here from HSBC on Barclays. That's a big target hike to £2.50 from £1.90. Domino's Pizza continues to fascinate me in the sense that I think there's so much competition there from the Just Eats and the Deliveroos and Hungry Horses and everywhere else that I can't see how they're going to maintain the momentum they've had before. And then finally, Sirius Minerals, which is a would-be potash miner in Yorkshire. They've got a buy recommendation there from Liberum Capital. 60 pence the target. The shares are at 19 pence at the moment, so that's a really chunky target there on that.
Super. Coming up next, a ProActor Investor Shares of the Day.